Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Newly promoted Pella Police Lieutenant Brett Hoppert joins us on today's program to talk about his new role. And we're here with newly promoted Lieutenant Brett Hoppert. First of all, Lieutenant, congratulations on the promotion. What did it mean to receive this?
Well, thank you, Andrew. It meant a great deal for me to receive this promotion. It's always been something that was a goal of mine when I began working here at the police department. And to earn this promotion has been a great honor.
How many years have you been working here in Pella, and what are some of the things you've been working on?
I've been working over 10 years now here in Pella. I started out as patrol officer and worked in that position for 5 years. And then I was assigned to the Mid-Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Drug Task Force, and I worked in that position for 5 years as a narcotics detective.
And this promotion process, of course, starting earlier this year, what were some of the things that you had to focus on and work on to be a part of this process?
The process was a very comprehensive process. We began with a cover letter and resume just to be accepted as a candidate for the position. We then began testing, which included a mock media interview, presentation to a board of assessors about ourselves, an interview with chiefs from around the area, and also a day at the police department where we were essentially lieutenants for the day here at the police department, which included reviewing reports, handling human resources issues, and basic just day-to-day functions at the police department.
Well, and for many people who may not know what a lieutenant does, what will your role be now? And is that piggybacking on that? That's probably why the process is so intensive.
My daily operations here at the police department would be, again, supervising patrol officers, reviewing reports, making sure the day-to-day function of the police department ran correctly, and making sure everything and everybody stayed on task to make sure we had a safe shift and make sure we serve the community to the best of our ability.
Your father, as I understand it, was in law enforcement. Was that kind of a driving factor behind becoming an officer?
Yes. Growing up, I always had an experience to see law enforcement firsthand from my father. And seeing what he did on a day-to-day basis really influenced my decision to get into law enforcement in the beginning.
And then you mentioned prior that this is kind of a dream aspiration of yours. What kind of led you down this path towards becoming in the supervisory role as opposed to either working on the task force or working as a day-to-day officer?
My personal goals have always been to succeed and achieve. So by becoming a lieutenant, I feel like I have achieved something and also succeeded here at the police department.
Very good. And in terms of your role and in terms of what you hope to do in your position, what are the kinds of things that are your goals? What are the things that you're hoping to bring to the police department's supervisory staff that either aren't there or to enhance?
Well, for an enhancement, I would like to see more interaction with the community. One of the things that I plan on doing when I start working here on my shifts is to get out in the community and start meeting new people and becoming more involved in the community. As my previous role on the drug task force, I didn't quite get that opportunity as much as I wanted to, just from the simple aspects of that work. And now that I'm back in uniform and working the streets, I can easily get out there, meet new people, and be another face in the community to be there to serve and help.
Once again, that was newly promoted Pella Police Lieutenant Brett Hoppert. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.